Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two Jews, no Harmon Killebrews.
A.k.a. two Jews, no Rod Carews.
A.k.a. two Jews, no Terry Crews.
A.k.a. two Jews and a couple of screws.
All right.
We got a great story today. I'm so excited. This is nuts. And when I say nuts, I mean nuts. I saw this on Dave Anthony, our friend Dave Anthony's
feed.
Instagram feed. And yeah. I was like, I got to see if this story is real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dig into it. Let's jump in because it's nuts. And there's so much story here that we got to get into it right
Let's
now.
Roll.
And I hope you guys enjoy what we're doing and you're digging the content. Let us know. Let us know what you like about it and how you engage with it. I always love hearing that. You know,
how do you listen to the show?
Comment on our Instagram too. We love when we you guys tell us which parts of the show you guys like.
Are we
like.
Your dishwashing accompaniment?
Let us be your dishes.
Do
All
we
right.
help you wash?
Let us dish while you dishwash.
Do we help you walk a dog?
There we go. All right. I can honestly say this, that I don't know if I'll ever go to a Cheesecake Factory ever again.
And we've said this many times on the show. Calling your restaurant a factory.
Terrible idea.
Is a bad idea.
If you've ever read Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, you know how awful and terrible that factories are.
You'll rub your ear off if it's too cold.
Why would you want to have your birthday party at a place that has so many health violations?
The old spaghetti factory?
Factories are you okay,
the
so
old it, factory.
The old factory. You know how like the new factory has OSHA rules that they're upholding?
Old factory. They didn't have to answer to anyone at the old spaghetti factory.
Factories aren't appetizing. There are places where people lose fingers.
Where workers are pushed past their limits.
Where people don't get breaks when they need breaks.
Factories downside. What was that?
They give their workers black lung, all right? Factories disregard child labor laws.
They contaminate groundwater.
They shut down and then leave towns decimated. That's what factories do.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? Perfect place to have a birthday party brunch.
There you go. Bachelorette, Sunday evening.
Okay.
So on name alone, you should not go to any restaurant that has a factory in the name.
And I'm going to throw the Cheesecake Factory in on that one.
They are no exception to this rule, especially after
especially
this next
after
story.
This story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we ready? I don't know if you're ready. Because it goes one way and then it goes another way. And both ways are terrible.
Yes.
A college student alleged in a viral TikTok that she I'm getting all my news from TikTok now, that she found something far worse in her Cheesecake Factory to-go order than shrimp tails in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is a reference to Jensen Karp. Yeah, this one's going to freak you out. So I'm just going to trigger warning before we go. But again, if you think of the Cheesecake Factory as a literal factory, Jay,
then this story should not surprise you at all.
We set the table for you already.
Okay.
Bethany, who goes by the username at Bethany, but with two arms.
Is that a knock on someone who lost their arm?
I don't know. Was Bethany a surfer who does not have?
I don't know.
On TikTok,
is it Bethany Frankel?
Maybe. On TikTok, she was so horrified to discover an unidentified black lump in her mashed potatoes that she pulled out her camera to document the gross finding on Tuesday. You should never find a giant black lump in your mashed potatoes.
I hope you don't find a black lump in anything in your life.
Okay. But stop eating at that moment.
Yes.
Get a lawyer.
Take
that should be
photos.
The very first thing you do.
Take some photos. Don't go on TikTok. Get a lawyer.
What the fuck? She said, what is this in my potato? Well, it's a mashed potato thing. It's not just one potato.
So she pushed it around with a fork, stabbed at it.
Stabbed aggressively at a fork, calling it indestructible. Bethany, that is evidence. We call that Exhibit A.
Don't poke it with your fork.
Don't push it around. And again, get a lawyer.
Lawyer up.
When she decided to get to the bottom of it and rinse the thing, she rinsed the lump, the finding in the sink. She wrote, I dead ass think this is a baby frog. That is it.
Yeah.
The video ends with Bethany on the verge of tears and gagging. She's got a low voice. Uh-huh. I want this low voice girl to discover all the craziest shit in the world.
She should be in every horror movie.
That's right.
Yes.
With that deadpan voice, just poking at like a dead zombie child in an attic.
Yes.
You know, I want...
I dead ass think this is a ghost,
dead ass
y'all.
Ghost, y'all. The video captioned, "There was a frog in my cheesecake. Waiter, there's a frog in my soup," right? That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Waiter, there's that. That's like an old joke.
There's a fly in my soup.
No, there's a fly in my soup. What is he doing there? The backstroke. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a frog in my mashed potatoes. Has been viewed over 7 million times and liked by nearly 2 million horrified TikTok users. They like it even mm-hmm. though they don't like it. There's mm-hmm. no way that they like it.
Right, right.
This should be the plot of the live-action Michigan J-Frog movie that's never been made, right?
Correct.
She pokes at a giant lump in her Cheesecake Factory mashed potatoes a bunch of times. Nothing. She just sits there. She turns to get her phone to put it on TikTok, and it's, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl."
And then she puts the camera on it to shoot for TikTok.
Nothing. Bethany explained to Newsweek... Newsweek,
is
by the way,
that still around.
Still around.
That's a shocker.
Newsweek and Time still around.
Unbelievable.
That she initially decided to pull out her camera and share the situation with her friends on Snapchat chat. I thought it was funny, and then when I was washing it off, it appeared to be a frog-like thing, and I was shocked. You definitely did not.
I don't think finding anything foreign in my food, in my mashed potatoes,
in your Cheesecake Factory meal is funny.
There's nothing funny about that.
That's anything but funny.
Yeah.
If you slipped on the way out to your car and threw the mashed potatoes up in the air and it just came down on your hair and your face,
that's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Finding a foreign object in your mashed potatoes is scary. That's not funny.
When posting to TikTok, she anticipated a larger than normal audience to watch and weigh in on the predicament, but was shocked at how widespread the reach of this video got.
Well, frog in my mashed potatoes is as clickbaity as it comes.
And, you know, we're going to call it that on this thing right here because we want as many likes.
Hell yes.
People on TikTok are enjoy watching stories that unravel, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to entertain some people. People are not curious about stories that unravel.
Right. And also... I don't think people are curious to see your storytelling style.
People are curious to see a frog in mashed potatoes. That's what they're curious
about.
That's
what they want to see.
OMG, the way her plate was completely devoured, I'd cry myself to sleep. One shocked viewer commented. Okay,
meaning she ate a lot of it.
So now they're going to talk about how
she eats.
Get ready for people.
Get ready, because when you put it out there and it goes really wide, you're going to get all kinds of comments on yourself. And we're going to come back right after this and tell you about those comments right here.
Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro.
Guys, I want to talk to you about HelloFresh. Jay, we are spending time at home. We are cooking. I don't want to go to the grocery store and get stuff. And I just think HelloFresh is the best. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering, seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip steps to the grocery store. Like I said, count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit, Jay. Basically, HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning. That's the other thing. You're like, what are we going to make tonight? And Jay, my wife cooks. I know that people in your house don't cook, except HelloFresh makes it easy to cook for you. Am I right?
That's right. And you get out of the sort of the doldrums of those meals that you, the same meal that you've made, the same pasta dish, the same couscous dish. Like, these are complete meals that you're making, and they're super easy to make. And it's a variety, and my kids are suddenly eating the whole meal because they're wait, this isn't like the other meals we've been making for the past year and several years.
Right, right. And they, you know, your meals get ready in 20 minutes or less, lightning prep recipes and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. They offer 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers, extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs, nutritional experts, to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Like we said, we both tried HelloFresh. It works. Jay and I are not cooks, and we were able to actually make great meals for our families using HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sklar12 and use the code Sklar12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. This is an unbelievable deal. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/Sklar12, the number 12, and use the code Sklar12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. I love this so much. America's number one meal kit. These guys are great. HelloFresh. Thank you for sponsoring us, and thank you for making meals that much easier. HelloFresh.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. So excited about the Live Dumb People Town on May 22nd. It's going to be a blast. Cannot wait.
Yep.
The Doughboys, they have a fantastic podcast. It's going to be Dough People Town, yes. A mashup of our two podcasts. They do a great podcast about chain restaurants and fast food. Jay and Dan and I are going to take the chicken sandwich challenge.
Oh boy.
It's Chick-fil-A, it's Popeyes, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're going to determine which is the best. You can be there with us when we do it. There's going to be a Greenlee and Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek playing music. Are you kidding me? Get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com or dannyvankirk.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town, and that's there.
Get on it.
All right. When we left, a woman found a black lump in her Cheesecake Factory mashed potatoes and started poking it, and then she thought it was a frog.
Yep.
And then she posted on TikTok just to get people's reactions.
And people went beyond the normal reaction.
One person even joked that Bethany should win if she took legal action. You just came into a lot of money. That is probably true.
Yes.
And that's the thing. You're up against a factory here.
Yeah.
You don't think they have a legal team? Oh, they know they're a factory.
This is the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
They got a whole cadre of lawyers.
Shortly after finishing her meal, she reached out to research professors with access to science labs at her college to further investigate and corroborate her frog findings. I kind of like the way this girl is like.
I know. I do, right? Like how this story is unfolding.
Again, reach out to them after you retain the services of a high-powered legal team.
Yes.
Quote, I know this sounds funny, but if you can help me dissect this and determine it's a frog, I'd appreciate it. Again, I don't think Bethany understands comedy.
No, but
just like Bethany Frankel doesn't understand comedy,
yeah,
neither does this Bethany.
Why not take it to like an 8th grade science class? Because isn't that what they do? Dissect a
frog? By the way, dissecting a frog is not funny. It's science, which is not funny ever. Yeah. Science is not funny. Quarks. Quarks aren't funny.
Quarks aren't quirks.
No, quarks aren't quirks.
He's and quirky is not something you want to hear about a guy.
They're quirks are funny. Quarks are not funny. In one professor's response, he noted, had to read your message twice to believe what I was reading. I have eaten frog legs before, but I would not want to eat that. And that is a great point. We're freaking out about a frog, but people eat frog legs. It's like rabbit.
I mean, you don't want a dead frog in your mashed potatoes when you don't order it.
No.
People do eat frog legs.
Frog leg mash doesn't sound super yummy, but I bet people eat that.
Lobster mash.
Lobster mashed potatoes, and they're really good. They're it's so good, it's not even funny. A follow-up video posted on Wednesday revealed that after taking the sample to a lab, she took the sample to a lab, Jay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a small frog in her food.
Oh, good.
But rather, a large piece of black mold.
Oh, my God.
That's the moment in this whole story where you wish it was a frog.
Yeah. The moment you have nostalgia for when you thought this lump was a frog.
A dead frog. That's where you would have loved it to be a dead-ass frog.
Well, but this is where Cheesecake Factory gonna pay for your life.
Later in that evening, she uploaded an additional video on the Cheesecake Factory saga, claiming that since eating her meal the night prior, her throat was red and her tonsils were inflamed. Uh-oh.
Now you should have lawyered up, Bethany.
Lawyer up, Bethany. So this is it. Super nasty, but basically my throat really started hurting after yesterday, Bethany said. I think it might be because of mold. These are, by the way, all things Bethany should be telling to her parents.
And to a lawyer. And by the way, I'm surprised she didn't say it's really funny.
Right.
She likes to think things that aren't funny.
It is kind of funny, though, that she was poking a giant piece of black mold.
And thought it was a frog.
That's to me, that's funny.
That is kind of funny.
Concerned viewers kept keeping up with the restaurant drama, insisted she go to a doctor or an emergency clinic. Yeah, bestie, your tonsils are swollen. Looks like a throat infection. Again, stop taking advice from TikTok users.
TikTok is several notches below WebMD.
Go to the doctor and then sue, LMAO. You should never hear that. No doctor is going to be like, yeah, that's black mold, LMAO.
No, they'll be like, that's black mold. You going down.
Right. I think the factory is about to close down, right?
Yeah.
Right?
If and this takes down
Bethany's
going to
be the
factory.
One shutting out the lights at the Cheesecake Factory on the workers. Bethany's not yet decided if she'll be taking legal action against the chain restaurant until she gets additional professional input. She is being so thorough
I
here.
I love that she's like withholding in a very litigious society.
I think she's just doing it so she can get more TikTok stories.
I agree.
She said, I may consider taking action, legal action. May consider, girl.
I don't know.
She said, if there was biohazard in your mashed potatoes, you now own the factory, as Jay said.
Yes.
She said, taking action is time-consuming and expensive, and without the confirmation that the object is a biohazard, I honestly don't know.
She is actually kind of being smart about this.
She
I
is.
Say that.
Maybe the black mold made her smarter.
This is her origin story.
Maybe the black mold made her smarter.
It's her Marvel superhero character.
The Black Frog.
Yeah.
And she operates out of a Cheesecake Factory in Wakanda. Are we writing this or are we writing this
I
right now?
See it happen. I love
that. That is it, guys. That is the show. Stay yes. connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We'll see you tomorrow.
A podcast network.